Welcome to our podcast on Free to Forgive. In today's scripture reading, we explore the powerful theme of forgiveness as exemplified in the stories of Joseph and Jesus. This is Ray Martinez, and thank you for joining me on my mini podcast. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 through 21, we witness Joseph's incredible act of forgiveness towards his brothers. Despite the immense pain and suffering they caused him, Joseph chooses to see the hand of God in their actions. He tells them, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Joseph's journey from being sold into slavery to becoming a prominent figure in Egypt serves as a reminder that God can bring good out of even the most difficult circumstances. Moving on to Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, we learn about the importance of not quarreling over opinions and passing judgment on others. As followers of the Lord, we are reminded that we all belong to Him, and it is not our place to judge one another. We are called to stand before the judgment seat of God, recognizing that even every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. In Matthew 18, verses 21 through 25, we encounter a powerful lesson on forgiveness from Jesus Himself. When asked by Peter how often we should forgive our brothers, Jesus responds by saying, "Not seven times, but 70 times seven." Through the parable of the unforgiving servant, Jesus teaches us that forgiveness is not a limited resource, but rather a necessary act rooted in the heart. Just as God forgives us, we are called to forgive others from our hearts. The cross of Jesus symbolizes the ultimate act of forgiveness. His sacrifice on the cross was intended for evil, as crucifixion was the cruelest form of death at that time. However, God turned it into an act of good for the salvation of the world. Jesus' forgiveness pours out from His heart, and as recipients of His forgiveness, we are called to extend that same forgiveness to others. We must remember that the sins committed against us are really trivial when compared to the price Jesus paid for our forgiveness. Forgiveness is an intentional act that sets us free and allows us to experience the freedom Jesus offers. By forgiving others, we release ourselves and others from the imprisonment of unforgiveness. We no longer need to be trapped in the debtor's world of holding our grudges or resentment. Joseph's words, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good," speaks of faith and trust in God's plan. Similarly, we can have faith that God can bring good even out of the most painful situations. We can embrace the forgiveness of Jesus and carry it with us as we go out into the world, sharing His love and forgiveness with others. Remember, forgiveness is an act of freedom. Let us embrace the forgiveness we have received and extend it to others, embodying the heart of Jesus who forgave us, even when we didn't deserve it. Thank you for joining us today on this journey of exploring what it means to be free to forgive. God bless your day.